Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And I don't know about you, I think looking at the news, it seems like most people in the U.S. are experiencing second or third winter. That's what we're kind of experiencing right now.
There's like snow everywhere, tornadoes everywhere. There's just weird.
Not in Utah. We do not have tornadoes.
We do not have tornadoes, but there have been tornadoes in the world.
We just have,
we had a day, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, that was snow, rain, sunny, rain, snow, sunny, rain, snow, all in one day. Just
I drove home from work.
In total blizzard.
In 25 minutes, I was driving through tons of snow I couldn't see, then lots of rain, and then it was sunshiny and warm, and I was like, okay.
And like tons of rain, like
yes.
Flood the streets rain. The ones I was driving, I was like, yeah.
It's been interesting, so, you know.
Spring, you can finish coming, please, and then go to summer.
Remember when it said we're going to have an early spring and not the 6 more weeks of winter thing?
Yeah.
I guess maybe we had the early spring, and now we're back to winter.
It just ripped.
Winter's like, and another thing. I have one more thing to say. So that's been interesting.
We're not turning into a rope dropping park hop with the Boise Boise report, are we?
There's something about though listening to them give the Boise weather report that I'm like, I'm okay with this. This is entertaining. But the Salt Lake weather report, it's not as interesting because it's just like, well.
I've heard.
If you want us to give the detail, then we start getting into you can see the mountains or you can't see the mountains because of the inversion.
I've heard it from other places in the world that this is true, but it is definitely true of Utah. If you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes.
It'll change. Yep. So this week we are going to talk a little bit more about mobile ordering. I can't remember if we've done it much in the past, but
I think we had one. But
I think so. But even if we have, things change so much.
Yeah,
we just wanted to go over it again, and also like any updates or other things that we now know that people get concerned about, or just we get concerned about or frustrated at.
Yes,
because it's a useful tool, but you need to kind of know the ins and outs of it.
Indeed,
We have another new review.
We do. It's from C.A. Quayle, or California Quayle, I would assume.
That's or true, actually. That didn't even go through my mind.
Or it could be Cavernous Adventuresome Quayle.
Of all things,
I don't
Cavernous
know.
Adventuresome.
I'm trying to think of words that those popped into my head. What does C.A. also stand for? Carcinoma is what it is.
I think it's Carcinoma Quayle. I think you're right. Just read the review.
Okay, a Disney podcast diamond. How many Disney-related podcasts are out there? I can't even. I found Disneyland Forever by complete chance, and after listening to so many others, I keep coming back and back and back for more tips, advice, and fun stories. The two hosts are funny, great storytellers, and best of all, they get to the good stuff that you tuned in for. Their show descriptions are accurate, pacing is perfect, and they are just a fun hang. Thank you both for the obvious hard work, attention to detail, and care you have for others so they get the most out of their Disney trip. Bravo. Thank you.
That just makes me really smile.
Yes.
I actually think that's one that I hadn't read before.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. So that was just like, I'm just sitting there just kind of, I don't know. You guys don't know how much of a smile it puts on our faces when I read them. So like, thank you. We appreciate that.
We try to help.
We're happy to know that it's helping sometimes.
And
people have been sending,
hopefully entertain with our weirdness.
Right. People have been sending like pictures to us about their trips they're taking, that they're having fun. Hopefully our advice is actually helping them. And so that always makes me like, yay, we're actually being helpful. We like to think that we are, but we also know that we're not like the be all end all of all information. So,
and we have been wrong in the past, and thank you for correcting us sometimes.
Yes. Yes. We're not always correct. We try. But you're going to say something out.
Nope.
So a weekly reminder that you leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify or Audible, and you can also leave us a 5-star rating review.
I thought you would get it.
I thought I was about to get it, and then I messed it up at the last minute.
They both start with R. This is our, 69th episode
like
or something?
86th.
86th episode, and you still have no idea what the difference between those two words are.
No, I know the difference. I just say the wrong one. Anyway, then you can leave us a
I'll just take over.
You
have a 5-star review on Apple.
No,
oh, they
no,
steal no. steal people's phones, no. steal Apple devices, sign into Apple devices.
Stop. So anyway, thank you guys. These are just ways to help us get found, and it's like the number one way algorithms help to suggest us to other people. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. All right. We do have news. So I just barely saw this.
Does that say loose beignets?
No, it says ube.
Oh, you make fun of my handwriting.
It's a U-B-E.
It looks like loose
beignets. No, it does not. It doesn't even look close.
Joe beignets.
I will give you Joe beignets because the B and the U are kind of next to each other.
Beignets so, by a guy named Joe.
And they are ube. So they have just debuted a new flavor of beignets at Disneyland, ube. I am very excited about this.
If you've never heard of ube, it's a Polynesian taro thing, taro root, it's tuber of some sort. It's purple colored.
It's basically like a purple sweet potato.
It's like a little bit sweet potato. It's what they make poi out of if you've been to Hawaii. Poi is not my favorite because it's like
is not
cold
good.
And slimy.
And but, flavorless.
Yes. But when they put ube in things, when they make it sweet, it is quite glorious.
When
they make
go
like
to
ube ice cream.
I wanted to talk about the ice cream.
Well, you can't.
You don't even like it that much.
It was good.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Ube, it's something that also it's sweet, but it's not super sweet, which is weird because usually the more sugar that something has, the more we love it. But this is, it's not ultra sweet, but it's very, very purple. And that's what I really love about the ube ice cream. So I'm excited to try these ube beignets, but I don't know exactly how that'll translate in the artificial flavoring that they always have to use for beignets.
Yes.
So I have no idea what to expect, but I'm very excited to try them if they're still around the next time we go.
They probably won't be.
Probably not. I did just want to mention really briefly, as we had brought up D23 tickets before, they are, as of this recording, as of the time that it's airing, that this is the day that they are putting all the tickets for sale just to the general public. Although already all the tickets that involve, most of the tickets that would get you into the Honda Center where they have the biggest presentations are sold out, unless you're willing to spend like $1,000 a person.
Yeah. So you can still go to the convention.
The convention is nowhere near sold out, but that's just at the convention center. If you wanted to go to the stuff at both the convention center and the Honda Center, those tickets are sold out, but the regular ones are still available. And surprise, surprise, there was a massive glitch on the first day of ticket
Disney
sales.
Disney technology
surprise, surprise.
Is so terrible. If you've never been to D23 and you're kind of bummed you can't go to the Honda Center for the big, huge presentations, still go because they're cheaper when you don't have to worry about those and then you don't have to the stress of trying to get seats for those. But it's still a super fun event. So
I'm just excited that we did get our 3-day tickets with the Honda Center. So that means that for the first time, we don't have to wonder if we're going to get into the Disney Experiences panel.
Or sit on the floor, the concrete floor in a freezing cold room for like 3 hours waiting to get a seat.
I know. We are guaranteed because we had to select our seats. So we have seats. And I'm just very excited about that.
Yes.
Okay. So over in Toontown, they have finally reopened permanently Donald's Duck Pond Splash Pad. So over by Donald's boat, it's called Donald's Duck Pond, but there's a section that's dry and a section that's a splash pad. And basically since like a week after they opened, the splash pad has been closed because they said like water issues or something. I was reading online to try and figure out and it didn't make a lot of sense, but basically they'd been working on it for a very long time and now it's finally open. So the whole thing is open. I'm just putting that out there. Okay, next one. We had mentioned that they are in the process of putting in new turnstiles at the gates. Mostly they're just installed at California Adventure for the time being. Right now, they are testing a facial recognition system. So, you know, when you go and scan your ticket for the first time, they take your picture so they can identify you. They are testing, and this is completely optional. This is only if you're willing to go through and try these new gates out. They're testing to have you go to the cameras that they have mounted on the turnstiles and see if it can identify your face. And then if it can automatically, it's supposed to just save time and automatically open the gates. But they said so far, it seems like the testing is not working great. If you remember, they tested this at Walt Disney World a few years ago.
And it was not good.
there's a reason that they are not using it there.
It did not work.
Yeah, there's that. They did say that currently you cannot use this test with your Magic Band. You have to scan your ticket. I don't know why.
Oh.
They just said that currently that's what it is with the test that they're using.
I don't think that's necessarily the biggest thing that would help save time.
No.
They probably should figure out a way to have like cast members out and about saying like, can you please open your apps? Can you please have them for the people that they're supposed to be and not.
I don't even think it's mostly that.
I don't know. There's just so many things that just don't work out when we're
it's
in
usually
line.
That people don't understand that everyone's supposed to get the picture taken or they don't. Get that they are in the wrong park.
Yeah, so, there are a lot
or
of
they
things,
just have like 87 questions for the person at the gate. I don't
yeah,
really
I,
know.
I swear that
I don't know what's supposed to save that time.
I don't know. Yeah, or at least have a line set aside for Jordan and Daniel / people who know what they're doing.
I would like that line. At Walt Disney World, they have annual pass lines. They should have a Magic Key line.
Yeah, people would fly through it, and it would help. Make the other line shorter. So
they would. So yeah. That's something that they should do that instead. All right. This one. So Season of the Force starts next week. And also next month is when they're going to start the Star Wars nights. So Disney finally released the full menus for all of those events.
I thought you wrote down Muse. Like,
oh, for my, it says Star Wars menu. Do we need to go over later about all the stuff you wrote down? Cause we will
probably.
Be able to
go
through it. Okay. So during the Season of the Force, I'm just going to go through some of the things at some of the locations that they're adding. So at Docking Bay 7 in Galaxy's Edge, they're going to be adding fried chicken bao. And it says Dewback chili noodles. It's fettuccine noodles with gingered ground pork and broccolini stems and shredded red cabbage. At the Galactic Grill in Tomorrowland, they'll have a Bantha burger. If anyone can tell me why anymore the Galactic Grill always does a mixture of beef and vegetable patties, I would love to know. I don't really know what the purpose is.
So you get your vegetables for the day,
I guess.
Maybe.
But then it also has pork belly, cheese, Asian slaw, sambal, sweet mayo. So it's like almost Asian-inspired, but not quite. Chorizo loaded fries, a Wookiee parfait, some chocolate sponge cake, chocolate pudding, caramel mousse, and a chocolate coffee crust. Interesting. And then a watermelon slush.
And the Wookiee parfait also has some Chewbacca fur on it.
Oh, you mentioned the other day you wanted to know what pandan tastes like. So at Cat Saka's Kettle, you'll be able to get I think it's supposed to be Kelto slush, plant-based pandan-flavored horchata topped with cold brew.
Oh, yeah. We were watching Spring Baking Championship.
And they were talking about pandan. Yep. Pandan. I don't know how you pronounce it. And then, yay, at the milk stand, you're going to be able to get the Toydaria swirl.
Don't get it.
Don't get it. I'm not even going to describe it.
Jordan likes spicy stuff, and it's just gross.
No, it has nothing to do with the spice. It's just gross.
It's just gross.
Don't get it. I'm not going to describe it because you shouldn't get it. Okay, next. they have a whole bunch. Okay, I'm not going to list all of them, but they have all these new drinks coming to Oga's Cantina, and I found out where they came from. One guess.
Star Cruiser.
Yep, the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Like all of the merchandise they're trying to get rid of all over the parks, and you're like, what is this stuff? And I don't want it.
Yep. So that's there. And then at Rancho Roasters, this sounds great. A Pasana Punch. Orange juice, white grape juice, red passion fruit, and hibiscus.
Ooh.
And then they'll have a
bunch of treats.
They'll have a cart and the Grand Californian Great Hall with a whole bunch of treats. It should be fun. They're all Star Wars themed. They have a martini at the Craftsman Bar. It looks like they're going to have that a display like an edible. How do you describe that? An edible? Oh, the Galactic Creation, a showpiece with the...
An edible display.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word I was looking for, edible display. A couple of different popcorn buckets. I really like this one that's the Stormtrooper helmet, but it's like the salvage Stormtrooper helmet bucket. I like that one. I think that looks good.
I still need my Chewy one.
That's true, you do. There's a bunch of stuff that they're saying, this is new, and it's not. This is all merchandise they've been offering for a very long time. They will also, okay, so this is for Star Wars Night. Some of the things, if you are going to Star Wars Night, here's some of the things you can expect. Have a Grogu candy apple. You can get a pineapple ube crescent sundae. Ube everywhere.
Ube.
And that's at the Tropical Hideaway. You also get a street-style elote burger at the Hungry Bear and crab fritters at the Royal Street Veranda. They have a cinnamon roll sundae at the ice cream parlor because guess why? It looks like Princess Leia.
With her bun hair.
Yep. And they looks like during Season of the Force, they'll also have some stuff at Downtown Disney as well. So just some stuff that you can be looking forward to.
And not just on May the 4th be with you.
Nope. And then the last thing that we want to mention is that they have just they just released some information about a bunch of critters, that's their word, that they are bringing to Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
To the area, the country, that probably will also have other critters.
If only there was a country where we could put these critters.
And not in New Orleans Square, people.
Oh, I'm trying to find, this is the wrong website. There, wait, well, there's one of them. Oh, here they all are. So there is a beaver. I'm going to butcher, I think, all of these names. A beaver named Byhalia.
Sure.
I don't know. A rabbit named Gritty. An opossum named Bo. And then they have a raccoon named Apollo.
Hopefully you haven't butchered the name of Bo and Apollo.
Yeah. A turtle named Rufus. Tortoise named Rufus. And then I thought this was a badger. It's apparently an otter. An otter named... I should have listened to the video and then I could have told
Timo
you.
Timoleon.
I think it's Timoleon.
Timoleon.
And they're all in a Zydeco band.
Cute.
So, and they have they're going to have merchandise of all of these critters.
In their country.
I stand by this. I really think it's going to stay in Critter Country.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Especially when they keep saying, here's the critters that we're adding to Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
They wouldn't have said that. They would have said friends or animals. Or
animals. But they were like, here's some critters that we're going to have. Like, yep, you do have critters in this ride. If only there was a country for them. So I think, just doing a quick check. Yes, that's the news. So I mean, I don't think we would have spent as long on the news if it weren't for the fact there's like menu items we have to go over.
Yes.
So.
And that's the way it is. This is Walter Daniel signing off.
Walter Daniel. Walter Daniel.
Probably.
Two Daniel, first names.
Daniel Cronkite.
That would have been much, much better. Walter Daniel.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about mobile ordering.
I'm gonna be laughing about this the whole time.
Or... mobile ordering, if you will.
We're not in Alabama.
Oh. No, I was thinking of ordering a bunch of children's things they put in their crib.
I thought you meant like only ordering in Alabama.
Ordering only in Alabama. So for those of you who don't know what mobile ordering is.
If you're British, this is mobile ordering. Just throwing that out there.
Sure. And so it's when you want to go to a quick service restaurant, but you don't necessarily want to wait for the food to be ordered or like stand in a line. So Disney's been doing this for a few years now.
Quite a few years.
Yeah. So you go, you have to have someone in your group have the app.
Oh, before I forget, because a lot of people get upset about this. This is not, if something offers mobile order, you do not have to use it.
Right.
This is an option. Pretty much every place except for the Tiki Juice Bar allows you to do a standby line if you would like.
Yes.
But mobile order is also available. So if you would rather do that, that's fine. But we find that this can be really, really helpful.
Yes. So pretty much every quick service restaurant in both parks do mobile ordering. So you go into your app and then for the, like you click the plus thing that lets you do stuff like check on dining and make a reservation and stuff like that. And then you go to order food. And then, so it shows all the restaurants that are available in each park. You can filter it by the ones that you're actually closest to currently, or the ones that are available now if you want, or it can just show all of them, because they have windows that you pick for when you can order the food. So ideally, if you want it right now, it'll say next arrival now. Otherwise, it'll say the time. You can either click on the actual restaurant and it will show...
If you want like a specific, if you're looking for a very specific time,
window.
Click on the name of the restaurant itself and it will show you all the available times. But if you're just wanting the next available one,
then just click.
You just click on, it'll say begin order on that previous screen, and then you just click on that, and we'll give you the next available time.
When you do click on the actual restaurant one too, it lets you find it on a map, order the food, and also you can just look at the menu. That's a good way to kind of see all the places if you're just like, I don't know what I'm in the mood for today. So once you start to begin your order, you click on what you want. They changed the app recently over the last year that you can change which the number of items.
That's when you get to the next step.
Yeah, but they didn't used to do that, so it's kind of helpful. So you just click on something. It'll tell you what it is.
Yes, and one of the nice things, not only does it tell you what it is, but most items have a picture. So that if you're wondering, well, what am I actually ordering? It's helpful on the mobile order system because you can actually see on most items what they look like.
Of course, they're pictures that are not going to look exactly.
But you have an idea. In an ideal world, this is what they look like.
What is it? They use glue for milk. In cereal commercials. But yeah, it's super helpful to see those. And a lot of them, depending on what you're ordering, you can customize with like different sauces, adding things onto it. Super helpful.
On certain things like burgers. If it's a burgers that comes with fries, you can see like some places will say, would you rather substitute the fries for
oranges or
onion rings, or the Galactic Grill does yogurt.
Yep. So you just add them as you go. So you click, add when you've already selected one. And once you've added, then it'll still let you do others. It goes back to the main screen. And then when you're ready to order, you do view my order or click the cart button. And then it shows you everything. Make sure you got it all right.
And this is where you can change the quantity, or you can remove something really easily or modify it.
And a lot
just
of them,
from this
a
menu.
Lot of them, they try to upsell you. Like, do you want
to almost all of them will try to upsell.
But yeah, you go to the review order summary.
Don't finish ordering.
And
he's actually ordering something. Yeah. Right now.
It will put your discounts. So make sure you're linked with or whoever's like, if you have someone who's a Magic Key holder or uses the Disney Chase Visa, that's
or
in there.
Or a DVC member.
DVC. And then you click order. One thing, they do let you once. Oh yeah. So you do the order. And then before you click,
If your order window is in the future, it'll come up with a screen that just says your order has been sent or whatever.
But you can modify it. So if you picked it and it's like, oh crap, it's in like 2 hours.
Oh, modify the time.
The time.
Yes, you can modify. Like it'll say like come back when it's your time. But you can also change the arrival window. Like if you're worried you're going to miss your window, you can adjust it. You can move it to later. You can make it sooner if anything becomes available sooner. But it'll seem like there's nothing else to do until it's your arrival window. And then starting, it's 5 minutes before your arrival window actually begins. Then a button will pop up that says, I'm here, prepare my order. When you are ready, that's when you click, I'm here, prepare my order. And then you just have to wait. You don't need to wait at anywhere specific.
Nope.
You can go find a table. You can be walking around. It doesn't matter. But if you go up to them at the return window with your app just saying we're preparing your order,
they will turn you away.
They're going to say, okay, it's not ready.
We suggest you
have to wait until it goes purple. It'll vibrate. Yeah. It goes purple. And that's when it's ready.
We suggest you click I'm here when you're on your way. If you wait all the way till you've already gone up there, you're just kind of wasting a little bit of extra time.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah.
For the vast majority of places. Yes.
But yeah, when Tiana's, Palace first opened and we had to do the mobile order, the times were like 7 hours from from the current time. Mm-hmm. So we would just order it and then we were able to change it and modify it. So don't let that, like, if there's something like that where it's a new restaurant or some strange circumstance, don't let that hinder you from using it.
Yeah, don't think that means, well, we can't possibly eat sooner. Yep. Yeah, you can. Possibly.
You can cancel your order if like something major has changed. That you do put your credit card in there or gift card, however you're paying online, but you can cancel it. It doesn't charge you if you do it that way. I think it charges you if you don't show up.
If you never show up or the food just never gets picked up, then they charge you. And also like when your food is picked up, like that's when they charge you. But if you just decide, you know what, I don't want this after all, you can just cancel the order and it just cancels the order. And you're not charged anything.
So when you click I'm here, prepare my order, it'll show these little icons going around.
And some reason a plush Mickey and a train.
You're going to eat a plush Mickey and you're going to eat a train. It does have like a churro and popcorn and stuff.
It doesn't have a churro.
It doesn't? Oh, no. Anyway. But then once it goes purple and your phone vibrates or makes noise, whatever, then you can go and it'll say where to go. So it says go to pickup window 3 or whatever. So
sometimes it just says pickup window, yeah. And that's because there's only one.
Yep. But if it does have that, like go right there, because they're probably already starting to prepare your food right there.
It means they're done.
Yeah.
Like they don't press come and get it unless it's done. Now, the reason I said that this isn't the case for all the places, the Tiki Juice Bar is an example of one of these where
they just do it right there.
It's basically all right there, ready to go. And so if you say, I'm here, prepare my order, it's only going to be like maybe a minute or two because they already have everything.
Same
there.
With the milk stand.
The milk stand, the mint julep bar, mm-hmm. anything where they
it's
don't
like so
have
fast.
Where it's basically they're just throwing stuff out the window that's already done. That stuff they will get ready really fast, but other places it will take a little bit of time.
Yeah, if you're going to Hungry Bear for instance, and you have like 5 people in your family and it's a big order, click it while you're walking there, unless you don't mind waiting when you're there, because it'll take a while. So and then you have to go up when you go to the window, you show your purple screen or at least say the number, they type it in, it'll finalize it, so that's when it charges your credit card. Yeah. And then you can take the food.
Yeah. So another thing to keep in mind, sometimes you are going to be sitting there waiting for a very long time, especially if it's a busy day. Sometimes you're going to be like, I've been waiting here for 15 minutes and the food's not ready. Sometimes that does happen.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating, but it's usually because I've seen so many different reasons why this is happening. Sometimes it's because the kitchen is backed up. Sometimes it's because
like one item.
One item. Like there's so many different reasons why that happens, but you just have to kind of be patient. If you are starting to get a little bit frustrated, you can go up to the window and you can ask the cast member, but try to be polite because they're also stressed. They see all the orders.
They
that
know
are
there's a
up.
Lot of orders.
They know. So, but they can give you an answer, but just know sometimes that can happen. I don't know anything that you wrote here because get to correct window when finished.
We're all done with that part. So not all items are listed online. A good example of this is the Jolly Holiday Cafe. They have a lot of specialty desserts, especially, and certain items, and you know they have something, but you can't find it on there. It's probably
sometimes you go in there and you can see things in the window, but you're looking at the mobile order and like this is not here.
Exist. This does not exist. So it's often because they've either sold out or they're worried they're going to sell out if it's a very very specialty item. And then you go in there thinking, I'll just bypass the mobile order. And this happened to us there. We saw them in the display case and they said, well, those are only for mobile order. So if you're super worried or you're very confused, you can always go to the cafe. Sometimes, the app will be wrong or they're just a glitch.
Have been times where there's glitches where for some reason something disappeared off the menu and then it reappeared later. But in our experience, cause it did happen to me once where I went to go pick up the food and they told me, oh, by the way, we were out of this item that you asked for. Do you want to substitute something or do you just want a refund of that?
Yeah. And they're usually super nice about that. Like there was one and they like offered a bunch of other extra stuff. That was more than what it was, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Like, here, take these things.
But I think that's why they remove things because they just would rather not be in that situation at all.
One thing to know, even if you do the mobile
About when you buy groceries online and then the computer tries to substitute something.
Like,
sometimes you're
that?
Like, this is not something I want at all.
No.
And so they're just like, or let's just...
Let's ask it.
Let's just not do it at all.
So a lot of people want to take advantage, especially in the hot months, of just getting water cups. That's not on the mobile order. So when you go pick it up, you can say, hey, can I get like 4 water cups?
And oftentimes they have them pre, and they'll have them already pre-done. They just hand you some water cups.
Yeah, just something to know about. And then, so they'll often do like the specialty items. Like we tried to get the Easter eggs through mobile order.
That just didn't work.
It just didn't work out. So that like certain times a year they have the candy canes in the Christmas time.
The candy canes, they don't do a mobile order.
I thought they did that one.
No. Well, we had to go wait in a line. And oh, get that's on right. Our, we well, did a virtual queue, basically. Oh, that's right. Basically is what it was.
This year, maybe they'll do it. But they do, I don't think so. They do sometimes do those, so watch out for those.
And there's oftentimes like the specialty popcorn buckets or tumblers are sometimes also listed in the mobile order, and you can buy them from there and go pick them up. So just keep an eye out. They're not always, especially if they're in high demand and they're in low quantities, but yes. Sometimes they are.
One kind of frustrating thing, and this the example we thought of was at Tiana's Palace. When you do the mobile order, you go pick it up at the window, which is convenient, but it's a bunch of disposable stuff. Makes sense because it's mobile, but our quantities were smaller than when we ate.
We swear they gave us less food for doing mobile order.
And I felt bad because it was all this plastic and stuff. I'm like, well, we're just going to eat it right over here. Why can't it be on a plate? But it makes sense.
Well, that's why, because they don't, it's so you can eat it anywhere.
And we had to do it when they first opened because it was so busy.
I think that was our first time that we ever did mobile order.
Yeah.
No,
we waited in line the one time.
We always that's waited right. in line. This but, was our first, that's why we were like, oh, this is less food because we've had these items right. several times before and we've always had more food.
So definitely for Tiana's, just go up.
I would not do mobile order at Tiana's.
Unless it's a really long wait or something.
I really wouldn't. No. Especially since anymore, there's hardly ever a line in Tiana's. And so just go and pick up the food that you want and it's going to be in larger quantities
Although,
anyway.
At Docking Bay 7, you order mobile order, and they're not put in to-go things. They're put on the normal, like, reusable, or the ceramic plates.
I don't know how they're going to get the ceramic plates out that little window at Tiana's.
I don't know.
There you go.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It was very sad. I was like, oh, I don't want to kill the planet for this.
So, I'm trying to think off the top of my head if there's any other places where I'm like, you know what, mobile order just really isn't necessary there. The biggest one is Tiana's. I can't remember if there's any other place where I'd say, like, don't even bother with it.
I don't really understand with Alien Pizza Planet right now because you used to just be able to go and, like, grab the stuff and then check out.
Yeah, I don't understand that
It's
one.
Now, they did it for COVID, so you weren't, like, gathering and but whatnot. But they haven't changed it. And it's a little annoying because you click, I'm here, but then your stuff's not ready. So, yeah, I can't think of anything.
All right. Those
amazing cookies at Harbor Galley. Make sure you do those.
most of these, I would say, even the milk stand,
it might save you a little bit of time.
It might save you a little bit of time, though a lot of times I will say there's usually not a line anymore. So, play that by ear.
The tiki juice bar, you have to do.
Yes,
order.
I mentioned that before. You must do that one. That one, you can't do it without. Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, meh. Any of the sweet places, like the Candy Palace, Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, or Pooh Corner.
It might save you a little bit of time.
It can save you time, depending on what time of day it is. But sometimes, like, just go and order it. It's not a big deal. I think that's about it that I would say. The rest of them, like, yeah, it can be helpful.
So you may be asking yourself, do I want to mobile order? It can be convenient. If you want to use cash, you cannot. You must go up. So I've seen some people still use cash for their trips because they want to like budget out what they're going to be doing or what their expenses are. So you have to go up to order with cash.
And there are times, especially when it's busy. I think the busier the day, the more you want a mobile order because they don't have... In order to expand the mobile order availability, they have reduced the number of regular check stands that you can do for standby, so it makes the standby line a lot longer. So sometimes mobile order is just really necessary on really busy
days. It's interesting because in some of the restaurants, they have the check stands, but they're not open because they're
they're sending everyone, all their employees, to work the mobile ordering instead.
So it can save you time. We would suggest using it in general.
We've always really liked using it. If anything, it's also nice if you're standing in a long line that you're like, hey, let's order. We have about a half hour left or like an hour left in this line. Or we think we should be out within the hour. So why don't we order lunch now? And then as soon as we get off, we can go pick it up.
And it lets you, while you are standing there waiting, look through some of the menus and see what are you in the mood for. So it just helps you kind of figure stuff out.
We like it.
Yeah.
So just some things to consider. If you do have other questions about mobile ordering, let us know. But the number one question what we hear is, do you have to mobile order?
No.
With the exception of one restaurant, no.
It's not a restaurant. It's a stand.
Whatever.
One establishment.
One thing. One locale. Anyway, I think we're good to go otherwise.
Yep. That's it.
So
that's all you need to know.
Should be. So if you're planning your trip, then make sure that you use our friends at Getaway Today. Use that link in the description. It's a way to help support us. Well, it doesn't give us like a ton of money, but it's something to support us.
It still saves you.
And it saves you a lot of money. They're fantastic to work with. And we were actually just trying to book a hotel for a last minute trip anyway. And I will tell you, guess who had the cheapest prices on hotels?
Yep.
Getaway Today. So
some sort of Disney magic there.
Consider that.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get the episodes right when they drop. And I think that's all for this week.
Really quick shout out. Thank you for everyone who voted for us in that bracket challenge last week. We appreciate we never made it past round one before. We made it to round three, so we were grateful for that.
And of course, we were up against Rope Drop Park Hop. And
of course, we lost, and we were just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to
happen. That makes sense.
They are very popular.
It's all good.
With the Boise weather and all that jazz. So.
We just want to do a quick thank you to everybody who was like, you should have won. Like, well, thank you. We appreciate that. So anyway,
have a good week.
All right. We'll
see you
ya.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.